Relationship Advice from Complete Strangers Online by HMS Lusitania. Narrated by Rhea 314. Fandom 911. Pairing Evan Buck Buckley, Eddie Diaz. Rating teen and up audiences. No archive warnings apply. Chapter 1. Thanks for helping out, man, Eddie says, handing Buck another dish for the dishwasher. It's Eddie's own dishwasher, but Eddie loads it badly. Well, okay, Buck supposes he doesn't load it badly because all the dishes come out clean, but he loads it wrong, and when Buck is present and helping him clean up for Chris's party, then yeah, Buck is gonna be the one who loads the dishwasher. Of course, Buck says, accepting the latest stack of plates to slot into place. You don't have to thank me for hanging out with Chris. Eddie smiles. It's not really at Buck, necessarily, but it's because of him, and Buck loves making Eddie smile. And things have been different lately, ever since Eddie broke up with Anna, and whatever it was starting between Buck and Taylor stopped. Ever since Eddie told him about the will, things have felt different. And Buck doesn't know if he's going crazy, or if there's actually layers in the little things, like Eddie inviting him to help chaperone Chris's pizza party, or the way Eddie's hand sometimes lingers on his shoulder when he claps him on it, or the smiles. It's not like he can just ask Eddie, hey, am I reading too much into this, or are you flirting with me? It's not like he can ask their friends. He can't even begin to imagine the insufferably smug look on Hen's or Chimney's or Maddie's faces. And asking Bobby would probably be some breach of HR protocols, and then the union would have to get involved, and Eddie's probably not flirting with him, no matter how much Buck might want him to be. When he gets home for the night, Buck turns to the one source of information that's never let him down. The internet. He gets as far as opening his laptop and pulling up a web browser, and then he stalls. His homepage, for years now, has been Wikipedia. He doesn't know how exactly he's supposed to wiki search. Is my best friend into me? It's not like he really does social media either. Ever since he bailed on dating apps, he's sort of tried to avoid other people online. He likes people in real spaces so much more. But where does one go for relationship advice from complete strangers online? Which is how, 10 minutes later, he finds himself on Reddit with a shiny new account and username. It takes him a while after that to craft his question for r/relationships, but he thinks he's got it pretty accurately conveyed before he hits post. Hi, I've never made a Reddit post before, and I'm not 100% sure what I'm doing, but I need advice and can't ask anyone in my real life. So I, 30M, have this best friend, 34M. What he isn't expecting is that when he wakes up, he'll have responses. But when he opens Reddit the next morning before work, he's got a ton of them. He doesn't even have time to get through them all before he has to leave for work, but at least half of them are linking him to another post from r/whenIknew. He doesn't have time to open the post because he's got to get to the station, and then when he gets to work, they get a call immediately and everything about Reddit gets erased from his mind. The run of calls goes back to back until about 1 in the morning, and at Bobby's suggestion, everyone hits the bunks as soon as they get back from the last one, to try and get some sleep before their next call, if they can. Chimney's bunk is directly beside Buck's, the thin wall of the partition not quite enough to drown out the sound of his snoring. Buck has no idea how Maddie puts up with it, but that's her problem. Except for right now, when it's also Buck's. Since sleep seems like it's going to be impossible, he leaves the bunks and heads back for the loft. He switches on the coffee pot, and while he waits, he finally pulls up Reddit again. Since he last looked, more people have linked him back to that post in r/whenIknew, so Buck opens it. And he's pretty sure his heart is not supposed to move like that in his ribs. He's pretty sure that's not a sign of good cardiovascular health. But as he keeps reading through the post and the replies, the problem just keeps getting worse. Okay, I don't know who to talk to about this because the person I talk to in real life is the person it's about. The post begins. and I'm not sure if this is the right thread, but it's about when we knew we were in love, right? So I'm sure some of you saw there was a tsunami here in LA last week. I, 32M, left my son, 9M, with my best friend, 28M, when I went to work, and they got caught in the tsunami. I didn't even know they'd been near the beach until I found them at the field hospital. They're both fine, but my best friend kept risking his own life to try and save my son. It's the only thing my son will say about the tsunami, that my best friend saved him. And he'd already been there for me when we had a family tragedy, and I might not have any idea how to tell him, but I definitely knew I loved him when he saved my son. Edit. Okay, some of you wanted to be updated on this situation, as it develops. He helped me build my son an accessible skateboard, and also tried to set me up with my son's teacher in the same breath, so I don't really know what to do with that. I am so in love with him it hurts sometimes. Edit. Update number 2. Some stuff happened, but short version is I had a near-death experience and I, 32M, made my best friend, 29M, my son's, 9M, legal guardian in the event of my death. I still don't know how to tell him about any of this, but he's my son's favorite person besides me, so I figured it was for the best. Edit. Update number 3. It's been another few months, and thank you everyone who suggested I try to casually find out if he's even into guys. We ended up quarantining together for the first lockdown at his apartment and sharing a bed. Before you all get excited, we ended up sharing because it wouldn't be weird, because neither of us like men. So that's a thing that happened. Edit. Update number 4. I know you all thought it was the death knell after he said he was straight and assumed I was, and so did I, kinda. I tried dating and it's been going, badly. But I got shot, and the only reason I survived is because my best friend saved my life. And then he had the audacity to tell me that it would have been better for everyone if he'd been the one to get shot. And so I told him about my will, and how he'd be responsible for my son if something happened to me. And things have been kind of weird since then. I don't know if it's because I've been doing a worse job of hiding it than usual, especially since we both broke up with our girlfriends, but I don't know. It sort of feels a bit like maybe, I don't know, I'm probably reading too much into it. And as if all of that alone wasn't enough to break Buck's brain, because whoever this guy is, it sure sounds a ton like Eddie, there are now multiple responses under the post that link back to Buck's Reddit post with various commentary along the lines of, "Hey, is this your man?" Buck is still staring at his phone, slack-jawed, when Eddie himself shuffles into the loft, rubbing his eyes. "Thanks for making coffee," he says, heading directly for the pot. Buck doesn't quite launch his phone across the loft, but it's a near thing, and Eddie definitely notices. Buck, you okay?"
"Yeah, I'm awesome,"
Buck answers unawesomely. Eddie raises an eyebrow at him, but doesn't pry. It would be just like them to have the same thought process a few years removed. Can't talk to anyone in their lives because they would be insufferable about it. So where do you go? The internet. Where on the internet? Reddit.
"Hey, you ever been on Reddit?"
Buck asks, unable to help himself. Eddie fumbles the cream in the fridge door.
"What?"
"Reddit. It's a website," Buck says.
"I know what. You don't use social media beside Instagram,"
Eddie says.
"No, I don't," Buck agrees. "Not until last night."
Eddie doesn't move from the fridge. He doesn't take his hand off the carton of cream. He looks completely trapped.
"What were you doing on Reddit?" Eddie asks.
What had the post said? So in love with him it hurts? Well, Eddie definitely looks wounded now. Buck says, and discovers he can't really meet Eddie's eye. What is he even thinking right now?
Even if by some astronomical chance the guy on Reddit is Eddie, the firehouse is no place for this conversation.
I was looking for advice for fixing Jim's snoring,
Buck invents wildly. Eddie's face softens and Buck exhales. Whatever Eddie had been doing on Reddit, it hadn't been writing that post. They spend the rest of the night discussing the best snoring remedies Buck finds online and weighing their possible medical merit, and wind up bursting out laughing when Chim joins them in the loft. They don't have time to explain themselves before the bell rings. As they jump up from the table and head to the turnouts, Eddie claps Buck on the shoulder, but his hand lingers, thumb smoothing over Buck's scapula a few times. Buck tries not to think about it. He doesn't compulsively check the Reddit post, even when he gets more and more notifications trying to link him back to the post in r/whenIknew. If the original poster over there has seen Buck's, he hasn't said anything. As far as Buck can tell, whoever it is hasn't logged in for a while, and the people of the internet are losing steam and interest. It's probably for the best. It can't be Eddie, after all, because Eddie can't be in love with Buck. Sure, most of the details line up, but Eddie's got more sense than that. Eddie might love him, and yeah, hell, Buck loves him too, but he's not in love with Buck. Not the way Buck's in love with Eddie. He thinks he's actually managed to convince himself of all this until one night a few weeks later. He's home by himself, which is unusual enough as it is, but he knows Eddie is also home by himself. Chris is at a sleepover, and for the first time in probably 2 years, that hadn't come with an automatic invitation for Buck to hang out. Buck's own invitation to Eddie had been turned down with a rueful smile, because Eddie had some stuff he needed to take care of at home, sorry. Buck works on a video game for a bit. He does a load of laundry. He mopes, honestly. He's still moping when he opens Reddit to check for updates, and to his surprise, the guy from r/whenIknew has logged in and updated. Edit. Update 5. I've read that post on r/relationships, and I think you guys may be right. I think that might be my guy. I'm going to go talk to him. Buck stares at the update, and then the time signature. It had been posted 15 minutes ago, and maybe it takes about 20 to get to Buck's loft from Eddie's house. And some time to shut his laptop and get his keys, and maybe it'd be half an hour. The half an hour comes and goes, and Buck's heart sinks in his chest. Eddie doesn't show up at his door, which is fine. He hopes whichever other couple of best friends here in LA leading their lives absolutely parallel to Buck and Eddie are happy together, now that Buck's inadvertently set them up. He shuts down his computer and heads up the stairs. It's late. They've got work in the morning. He should brush his teeth and go to sleep. He's in the bathroom, gargling mouthwash, when he hears his front door open. Buck? Eddie calls. Buck spits the mouthwash out and wipes his mouth and ducks out to the top of the stairs. Eddie is standing in his entryway, fidgeting with his keys.
Hey,
Buck says.
Hey,
Eddie says, and then chews on the inside of his lip rather than saying anything else.
What's up?
Buck asks.
It can't be that. It's been more than half an hour.
I would have been here sooner, but I forgot my keys, Eddie says, holding up his abomination of a keychain. Buck isn't entirely sure how many keys he has on there or what they're all to, but he knows there's at least Eddie's house, his truck, his grandma's house, Papa's house, the firehouse, Buck's front door, and the key fob to get into Buck's building. There's also a bottle opener and a loyalty card to at least 2 different grocery stores, and Buck is pretty sure the thing comes apart into 2 pieces. Buck's house keys are on the half that doesn't keep Eddie's truck key.
Did I know you were coming over?
Buck asks.
I thought you were doing stuff at home.
Yeah, I was finishing getting everything together for the tax people, Eddie says.
And, then I checked the internet.
Wow, the entire internet,
Buck asks, opening the fridge and offering Eddie a bottle of water or a beer. Eddie takes the beer. Interesting.
Just one thing, Eddie admits, chewing on his lip again.
Yeah? Buck asks, and this time it's his turn to hide in the fridge.
Yeah, did you, make a Reddit post? Eddie asks.
Did you? Buck replies, too jittery to pull himself away from the death grip he's got on the fridge handle, or the staring contest he's having with a jar of pickles in the top shelf of the door. When Eddie doesn't respond, Buck is finally forced to turn and look at him. Eddie's just watching him with an unbearably soft look on his face, and Buck doesn't know what he's supposed to do with that. He can't imagine what his own face is doing, but it can't be anything good because Eddie sighs.
You're really gonna make me say it? Eddie asks. The word, yes, falls out of Buck's mouth without him telling it to, a bit like he's been punched in the gut.
Eddie chews on his lip for another second and takes a drink of his beer.
Okay, he says. I asked strangers on the internet for advice because I didn't know how to ask any of our friends without them making fun of me.
They do it from a place of love, Buck says slowly. But they'd just be so obnoxious about it.
No, they'd be the absolute worst, Eddie agrees.
What, did you need advice about? Buck asks.
I needed help figuring out if you maybe loved me too.
Buck lets go of the fridge door and steps away from the cold air before he's aware he's doing it. He grabs Eddie's face and presses their lips together, melting into the warmth of him. Eddie wraps an arm around Buck's waist and another around his shoulders and pulls him in closer, leaning into the kiss.
I do, Buck says, murmuring the words against Eddie's mouth so that he doesn't have to go too far. I do love you.
He feels Eddie grin against his lips.
Good. Or work tomorrow is going to be really awkward.
As it happens, work tomorrow is insufferable, because all their friends are exactly as obnoxious as predicted. And God, but Buck loves them for it. Chapter 2.
No, Eddie tells himself. You can hang out with Buck after you've finished compiling your tax documents.
He doesn't want to text Buck back and say he can't come over to hang out even though Chris is at a sleepover. But he does. It's kind of getting a little destructive to his life at this point. The whole thing where if he's not around Buck, he's a little more miserable than he otherwise would be. It makes it hard to do important things like collate tax documents or laundry or sleep. Whatever. He can spend a night by himself. Even if the emptiness of his house with both Chris and Buck elsewhere is unpleasant. It's not late by the time he gets all his tax stuff together and organized for the accountant. It's not even so late that he's tired. He could probably call Buck, and they could still... But no, it's like 10, and they have a shift tomorrow. He doesn't know what possesses him to open Reddit. He hasn't thought about the post he made about Buck for a good long while. Not since Buck was being weird the other week about looking up snoring remedies. When he actually opens the site, there are a remarkable number of recent comments on his post. Eddie doesn't really have a lot of time to process all of them, because one in particular jumps out. U/LostAngelesCA Hey man, we found your boy in another thread. Come get him, he's sad. Followed by a link to a post in r/relationships. Eddie considers it, but there's very little chance it's Buck. Buck doesn't use Reddit, and this fact was one of the things that inspired his initial post. But he wants to know why the people of Reddit seem to think that this other poster is the guy Eddie's been talking about. He opens the post and is pretty sure his heart skips a beat. Hi, I've never made a Reddit post before and I'm not 100% sure what I'm doing, but I need advice and can't ask anyone in my real life. So, I, 30M, have this best friend, 34M.
and we work together, and we're partners on the job. We've got kind of a dangerous job, but I probably shouldn't say what it is. And we've always been really good at working together. And it sort of started to spill over into our personal lives. Like, he's the best friend I've ever had. And he's just like the most incredible person ever. Also, he's a single dad and he's got this kid, 11M, right? Who's just like the best kid you've ever met. Anyway, a couple of years ago, I was in an accident and my best friend helped drag my ass to physical therapy. And when I was being depressed, he left his son with me to cheer me up. And it kind of worked until we got caught in the LA tsunami. We're both fine, but I figured he would never want to talk to me again. And instead, he told me there's no one he trusts more with his son. And then, less than a year later, he almost died on the job, and I kind of figured out that I don't like him just as a friend. I'm kind of, like, in love with him. But then we got stuck quarantining together during the first lockdown and ended up by sharing my bed because I said something stupid like, because we're both straight, it's not weird, even though I have basically been openly bi since I was 15. But anyway, he didn't like contradict me or heard or anything, so like I'm pretty sure he's straight. But a couple of months ago he got shot on the job. He's fine. And he told me that if something ever happened to him permanently, I'd get custody of his kid. He changed his will about it over a year before, and like, obviously, I love that kid like he's my own. But he didn't even tell me about it. And like, things have been weird since then, because he broke up with his girlfriend, and he keeps inviting me to just, like, everything, even if it's just hanging out, and it's not that different, because we've kind of lived in each other's pockets as long as we've known each other, but something feels, I don't know, charged? And like, I kind of used to sleep around a bit, so I know what sexual tension feels like, but he's straight, right? Below the post that is so obviously written by Buck, there are multiple links back to Eddie's own post, which he can now safely assume Buck has seen. Eddie checks his watch. It's 10:07. They have to be at work at 8 in the morning. It would be stupid to go talk to him about it. He could call? But no, it's Buck. And unless Eddie's staring him dead in the eye, he's going to find some way to squirrel out of talking about it. Eddie takes the time to update his Reddit post, and then heads for Buck's. He's halfway there when he realizes he only has half of his keychain, and has to turn around and head back home to grab them. And when he finally gets to Buck's, Buck is somewhere upstairs, but Eddie can hear him clattering around. It doesn't take much conversation in the end. All Eddie has to do is tell him that he wrote his Reddit post to try and figure out if Buck loves him too, and then Buck is kissing him. Eddie is very grateful he had the foresight to throw a shift bag into his truck before he left. Wait, that's how you guys finally got your shit together? Chimney asks, months later. They're all out at their usual bar, celebrating Chim and Maddie's engagement, and the story has come up. Damn, we'd assumed you'd, like, snapped and tackled him, Hen says, raising her eyebrows at Eddie. Hey now, I kissed first, Buck says, and Eddie laughs. Honestly, I kind of thought you guys hooked up back during quarantine, Chimney says. No, Buck told me he was straight during quarantine, Eddie says, because it's been long enough now, it's just funny. Maddie frowns at both of them across the table. Evan, you've been out since you were 15. I panicked, Buck says, and everyone laughs. Eddie kisses him on the cheek and Buck smiles softly. Chimney makes retching noises for a second, until Hen whacks him. Did it break the internet when you updated the post to tell them you'd gotten together? Albert asks. Oh, Buck says. We should probably do that. God knows how long it would have taken us to get it together if the internet hadn't intervened. They update their respective posts when they get home, still a bit tipsy from the bar. Eddie is not sure if it's possible to send apology notes and Uber reviews, but they probably owe one to their driver. It's because neither of them is precisely sober that they end up including a selfie of them together in each of their posts. They're simple posts, just the standard, "Thanks for helping us find each other, we're very happy together" message, but combined with a picture. By the time they wake up, Albert's prediction appears to be true. They have, indeed, broken the internet. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.